Brexit. I think Brexit is a very good idea. I am also a fan of logical consistency and moral equivalence. So I would like the state where I live, California, to exit from the USA. And I would like the county where I live to exit from California. And I would like to continue exiting all the way down to complete family sovereignty. I have no desire to exit from my marriage because my wife and I are into consensus, not coercion, and it works very well for us. I think it would be a very good thing if everyone on planet Earth exited from all authoritarian social arrangements. If it's not fair, don't buy it. Just say no to authoritarian trickery. Then we can work on non-coercive methods of solving the many problems of the human race. Opponents of decentralization claim that Brexit fans are opposed to international cooperation. That is a variation of the usual argument for state meddling. That argument is seldom stated, but often implied. It's just part of the way mainstream discussions are framed. The argument is, if the state doesn't do it, it won't get done. That is the complete opposite of what really happens. If the state claims to be doing it, they will have some other agenda, so the problem they claim to be solving will get worse. But politicians and their friends will get rich. The war on drugs and the war on terror are prime examples, but there are many, many more. A global government is a false vision. It will never happen. Authoritarians are incapable of cooperation on such a grand scale. There is not nearly enough honor among thieves to support globally organized crime. On the other hand, a non-coercive global culture is appearing as we speak. We need to look to non-coercive means for international and intercontinental cooperation. And we need to use those means to put the authoritarians where they belong. And the authoritarians do not belong in the palaces of power. We don't need the authoritarians in charge, and we don't need the palaces of power at all. Power should not reside in palaces. It should reside in the homes of all the people of the earth. Authoritarians are useful in a society, just as predators are useful in an ecology. The top predator is a lion, but the top herbivore is an elephant. A herd of elephants could literally crush a pride of lions if the lions were foolish enough to attack. The lion may be the king of the beasts, but the elephant is more powerful than the lion king. Less authoritarian institutions have longer lifespans and are larger than more authoritarian institutions. Religions span continents and nations and last for thousands of years. Coercive governments are much smaller and last for 2 or 3 centuries at most. It's just as foolish for the United States government to think that it can rule the continent of Eurasia as it would be for a lion to attack an elephant. The authoritarian rulers of the USA have lately been even more delusional than the normal level of craziness of government officials. The authoritarian worldview of secrecy, lies, and violence is not an efficient way to organize large groups of people over long periods of time. I believe that if Brexit actually occurs, then the British people will be much more prosperous and productive than they would have been if they had stayed in the European Union. The recovery in Iceland is an example of what could happen in Britain. It's an example that shows that an investment in freedom and fairness pays off in short order. Other countries that leave the European Union and the United States of America could experience the same economic recovery. It seems to me that the countries of the European Union are in better social and economic shape than the countries in the USA, because the EU government is much less powerful, much less warlike, and much less entrenched than the government of the USA. Also, the European Union's diversity of cultures, languages, and religions gives them strength. It's true that multiple languages make communication a little more difficult, but it also allows a deeper analysis of problems from more different points of view. When NATO disbands and the U.S. gives up trying to tell the countries of Western Europe what to do, then we will find out who really has the strongest economy and the best social organization. And I don't believe it will be the USA. The delusion of U.S. exceptionalism is a burden we would be well advised to stop carrying. The delusion of U.S. exceptionalism is enslaving us and turning the world against us. If we give up the idea of U.S. exceptionalism, we could go back to getting on an airline without being searched and hassled by the TSA. We could bring back the friendly skies and maybe even find some people who liked and respected us in some of those exotic destinations. All over the planet, freedom works. Always and everywhere, slavery sucks.